While most of us have been enjoying the warm, dry spring in the West Kootenays this year, according to British Columbia's Snow Survey and Water Supply Bulletin, which includes data up to May 1st, low snowpack, early snowmelt, and warm seasonal weather forecasts are elevating drought hazards for this upcoming season. Jonathan Boyd, a hydrologist with the province's River Forecast Center, says the situation developed with precipitation that arrived as atmospheric rivers in both December and March, and has become a tale of two different stories, with huge variation in the snow pack dependent largely on elevation.
For areas in, say, the Boundary and the West Kootenay, we did have those atmospheric rivers spill into the interior, but when they do occur, they are warmer. So that low and mid-elevation snowpack didn't really develop. And it's, of course, more noticeable in the Kettle, which doesn't necessarily have the higher elevation. Whereas getting into the high elevation, so areas very close to Nelson there, Redfish Creek, the snow station, it reached all-time record highs for April.
Boyd notes that the East Creek snow station in the West Kootenay, which is in the headwaters of the Duncan Reservoir, set a new record value in April, with the previous high established in 1980.
The high elevation ended up getting a lot of snow. The mid-elevation was kind of in between, and then the low elevation, there was a point in time in the year where the Nelson station, it's just a manual site, but it was actually recording record low. So when all the numbers get averaged out, the West Kootenay came in kind of looking like normal. It's really a tale of two stories where lower elevation watersheds, smaller watersheds, may actually be already out of snow, much more susceptible to drought, and then the bigger watersheds, or also just smaller creeks like Redfish Creek or Duhamel Creek, their source is such high elevation snowpack that they likely will do fairly well for the rest of the season just because the snow was so high.
He contrasts the situation in the West Kootenay with that in the Boundary, which has a very low snowpack, and the Okanagan, which Boyd describes as having a dismal snowpack this year.
Yeah, it's just been a really interesting year where we've got some extremes in terms of how low it is, but then also extremes at those higher elevations.
Right.
The snowpack is quite healthy, and there still will be a risk for flooding in some of those areas that still hold the high elevation snow.
Another factor that plays into the concerns for drought in the weeks and months ahead is the rate at which snow is melting, particularly at those higher elevations. Boyd says warmer than average temperatures in late April and early May have contributed to faster and earlier snowmelt than usual.
The April temperatures were really warm. It was dry as well. So we did kick off some decent amount of melting in April. And so far, right now, as of this first week of May, it's been the fastest melt rate from May 1st to today that we've had since 1988. And whether we'll keep that pace, I don't know, as it cools down a little bit. But it's been just a dramatic turn, and it's catch 22. If there's an area that has the higher snowpack at the higher elevation, it's actually going to be a positive in terms of it melts some of the snow early, which might mean that the peak snow, which eventually does occur, may be lessened a little bit because of that.
Once again, at lower elevations, which did not see significant snow accumulation over the winter, snowmelt is occurring earlier than normal with the recent warm temperatures.
This year, for sure, the low elevation was early. Early was even in early April, mid-April. And then now the mid-elevation has just been absolutely rapidly depleted over the last week. And then starting to see across the province that high elevation is beginning to tick down just with how warm it did get over this past week. And the overnight lows as well just weren't very low. So it kept the snowmelt going overnight.
So while one might be tempted to draw conclusions about what this means in terms of elevated drought hazard for the coming season, Boyd cautions again that much depends on elevation and the size of the watersheds in question. And much is also dependent on what is meant when talking about drought.
From our perspective at the River Forecast Center, we speak more to hydrological drought, so just how the rivers are flowing or the creeks are flowing relative to normal conditions. But drought could also be associated to just sort of the lack of precipitation extinction, or there's even the longer term drought, or sometimes it's measured based on water scarcity and whether there's water availability for ecosystems or domestic or agricultural needs.
Boyd admits the rapid rate of snowmelt at this point is their biggest concern, but much is still dependent on the weather over the coming weeks.
So much ties into what the weather is going to do for the rest of May, June, and July. And we have had years where it's melted really early and it was a low snowpack year and we were expecting a drought and there was a reprieve in the sense that the summer was wet and cold. The reprieve, I guess, for areas in the West Kootenay and see it in a few of the spots in the East Kootenay and Upper Columbia too, is just that high elevation snow does exist and doesn't get talked about too much, but it's actually a real positive from a glacier standpoint, where the glaciers have been taking a big hit in the summer months in terms of getting melted out. And maybe if we get a cooler summer, it might be a chance where the glaciers actually have an opportunity to grow a little bit this year.
So while many of us have been enjoying the warm, dry summer weather for the last few weeks, we might all instead hope for a return to more seasonable temperatures with greater precipitation in the days and weeks ahead. For Kootenai Co-op Radio News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.